But so I was just asking, if, did they ever teach you the Black National Anthem or any of those songs? Or?
No, that wasn't written then.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
But the lift every voice and sing, no, that wasn't written.
Oh, so that was before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was before.
So then when you were living in Columbia during that time, did you get to see more of the city? Or?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We went to plays and the Philharmonic and Auditorium, you know. And mm-hmm. They had different plays. Wasn't mm-hmm. too much in those days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there any sense of, say, community among the Black citizens who lived in Columbia, and was there an area that was a Black community, or were people?
Well, I tell you the truth, I didn't know a thing about segregation when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Not one thing, because the white people lived not too far from us,
mm-hmm.
and they were as friendly with my grandmother as could be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know anything about segregation.
Mm-hmm.
Until we came to the city.
Mm-hmm.
But at home, we didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were never segregated.
Uh-huh. So in the country,
We were not segregated.
People were...
No.
Uh-huh.
But in the city, the only reason we knew about that was because kind of the streetcars and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how you felt about that?
I didn't feel anything. I didn't know.
Uh-huh. Just
until I was grown.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I ever felt it
mm-hmm.
was in California.
Mm-hmm.
In California, I sound silly.
Yeah.
First time I felt it was in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the Greyhound bus going back home to mm-hmm. visit my people I was living here then.
Mm-hmm.
And bus stopped in Illinois. And the man, I asked for a cup of coffee. And the man asked me to stand up and drink it. I said, what? He said, I thought I was hearing things.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you only paid 5 cents for a cup of coffee. So he said, I wanted two glasses of milk, one for each child I was traveling with,
mm-hmm.
and a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, and you have to stand up to drink your coffee. So I stood up, but I didn't drink the coffee. I paid him for it, paid him for the milk, and children and I went outside with the milk.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time my husband and I was traveling from Texas, somewhere in Texas. And we wanted a sandwich, went into this restaurant. This woman came gliding up to us, this beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
She says, can I help you? He said, we'd like to be served. Well, I can't serve you in here. So we said, what? We said, well, this is the United States highway. Why can't you serve us? She didn't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
So we just walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Walked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like much later on before you really felt...
Yeah.
Had really...
It's not that way now, but mm-hmm. that's what you had to come up against.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the childhood days, I didn't know anything about segregation.
Mm-hmm.
In my younger days, nothing.
When you were in Columbia, was there ever any sense of that there were places in the city you shouldn't go, or say in restaurants or anything like that that you shouldn't?
Well, we didn't go into them anyway because we had our own.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was a very wealthy woman,
mm-hmm.
and so we never had to come up against anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your grandmother ever do things around, say, home remedies or any of her own...
Home remedies.
Or medicine stuff, or did you...
No, my grandmother always had a doctor. We mm-hmm. always had a doctor when we were ill.
Mm-hmm. So even though you're out in the country?
Yeah, or well, even though we're in the country, I had a doctor by the name of Dr. Ray.
Was he a black doctor?
No, he was a white doctor.
That you were saying, I guess, this is...
He didn't know any difference.
So there was really... It sounds like people really interacted with each other out there.
Yeah, they were. Very much.
Now, so Vin, you were saying you went up to... your sister had you had an aunt, Gracie, that your sister went to live with. And then did she meet the soldier?
Husband of my sister?
The first husband?
No, he got killed. He was a... It was the year when the flu was going around, and people didn't know how to treat the flu. And he died with the flu. And she had a little boy, And she was a recipient of a $10,000 insurance policy. That's the only reason why she knew he was dead. Because his people tried to get it. But they found out that he was, they didn't know he was married. But when they found out he was married, they had to send for my sister. My sister was still living in, living with my aunt in New Jersey. So when they found her, she got her $10,000. They didn't get a cent. His people tried to get it.
So she already had, they'd been married and she had a son. How long had she been married before
that? She had been married, I think she got married, and I think she must have got pregnant right away.
So they weren't married very long?
No, they weren't married very long. He had never seen a child.
Now, you moved up then to New Jersey.
Then she came back to South Carolina and got me. And brought me back up north.
Where in New Jersey did she live?
At Red Bank, New Jersey.
Had you thought of going up to...
Then I hadn't lived there, lived in the country there too long because I went to Florida. My grandmother sent me to Florida to live with an uncle to go to school, which I did. I went to school in Florida.
What kind of school did you...
Just a high school.
So before you went to the one school in Columbia that had a school. And then
I went to Florida and went to this, school there in Florida.
Where in Florida?
A little place called Green Cove Springs. It's not even, I don't think it's on the map.
What was that like?
Oh, it was a beautiful place. It's nothing but tourists. Tourist town.
Did you enjoy living there?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing there but northern people from north, up north, live there.
Did they seem different to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In what way?
Oh, they're so friendly and nice and treat you like a human being, you know. They were really nice.
So is that when you decided that you were going to go north?
But when I came from Florida, my sister came to New Jersey, came to South Carolina. In the meantime, I left Florida and came back to South Carolina. And my sister came to South Carolina and got me. And we went to New Jersey.
In high school, were there any subjects that you had done especially well in?
I did well in all of my subjects.
Did you enjoy any of them more than others? Or?
No, I enjoyed all of my subjects. I was very smart.
What, did you have plans, say, growing up or being in high school as to what you would do afterwards?
No, I've always liked sewing. I have always liked sewing. My mother was a dressmaker, a fine dressmaker. All these marauders going along here. You know, there used to be nobody walking along here. My God, there's so many people in this town now, it's not even funny. Is it that way in Long Beach?
There's more and more people all the time.
I don't know where these people live or where they come from.
Did you, your mother and your sister have been in... That's all right. When, your mother, you had said was a dressmaker. She's been a seamstress and had made dresses herself. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And had you remembered that?
Oh, yes. She was a first class, what they used to call them, a first class dressmaker, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
First class.
Yeah.
Mhm.
So you had decided that you wanted to...
Yeah, I used to grab a little scraps from her sewing, you know, and used to make things for my doll.
Mhm.
And I've been sewing ever since, mm-hmm. since I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Did your grandmother encourage you to do that at all, or?
Yeah, mm-hmm. grandmother used to encourage us to sew, mm-hmm. and we had a sewing machine.
Mm-hmm. Was she very strict, or?
Ooh, my grandmother? Oh, God, yes. I should say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was she? Ooh. You didn't sit in the, we had what they call a parlor. You didn't sit in that parlor with the doors closed. The doors were open.
Uh-huh. Was there, how did you meet, say, when you were in high school, with the separation you were talking about, how did you meet young men? If you
at church.
Uh-huh.
Two men at church only.
Uh-huh.
See, I was young, real young then.
Uh-huh. Would they, then ask to call, or,
Yeah, they would come around,
mm-hmm.
but, they didn't stay until dark.
And the parlor doors were open.
Not in that door. Not in that house.
Yeah, yeah. So then you went off really on your own more.
Yeah, after I went to New Jersey,
uh-huh.
I did.
That was sort of more of your first time being
mm-hmm.
on your own. How did you feel about going up there?
Oh, I liked it because people were so friendly and nice and. Wasn't many, my aunt was the only colored family in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Where we went, and we added to. So,
mm-hmm.
we enjoyed living with Aunt Gracie. We lived with her.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Gracie had her own house, and
mm-hmm.
so we all had a room in her house. I didn't work. I didn't know how to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, what did she do? What's that?
So, your sister was working while she was there, do you think, or?
Let me see. I think she was working. I believe she was doing housework or something.
Mm-hmm. And... What were your plans at that time?
I didn't have any plans. I didn't have any plans.
Uh-huh. What
so I stayed there. I didn't stay there too long in Red Bank before I came to California.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, this aunt, my aunt, was living out here.
Mm-hmm.
She had come out here 15 years prior to that
mm-hmm.
and lived with some people in Glendale by the name of Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
She had worked with Townsends for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one aunt that I used to correspond with when I was a real young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to write to Aunt Vic all the time. Aunt Vic. And she used to answer my letters. And so one day she said, why don't you come to California? And she sent me my money, my fare.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to California.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you, you were still single? At
the time? Yeah, oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. And you, how did you get to California?
By train.
By train?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you just traveled out by yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
Uh-huh.
Got on the train.
Mm-hmm. And when you'd been in New Jersey, you hadn't worked
Well, I worked a little bit, I think I did.
Mm-hmm. What, do you know what you did?
Yeah, I worked for a... took care of a blind lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was that your first time working?
Yeah, first time I ever worked in my life. Didn't know how to boil water.
So what kinds of things did you have to do?
Uh-huh. Well, I had to take care of the lady, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Feed her and cook for her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to cook. But the blind lady knew how to cook.
Uh-huh.
She used to tell me how to cook.
Uh-huh. How much were you paid?
$10 a week.
Uh-huh. So when you were growing up in the house, you hadn't done any of that?
No, I didn't have to do. Grandmother never allowed us to work.
Mm-hmm.
Never allowed us to work. Mm-hmm. We never had to work.
Mm-hmm. So the only work you did is out in the fields every now and then?
Yeah, we work for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so did you get to keep, did she pay you or give you something for?
No, she just supported us, gave us clothes and shoes and food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
food and raiment.
Uh-huh. So then you came to California to live with your aunt, Vicki.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so had you ever seen her before?
Yeah, when I was a child,
mm-hmm.
I saw her.
Mm-hmm. This was quite a while later.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I have her picture in there, too. Mm-hmm. I'll show it to you before you go.
Okay.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Sure, we can stop for 7 if you'd like to. Well, we can wait until to finish whatever is easier. Now, about what year did you come to California?
What did I do?
About what year was it that you...
I came in... 24, believe it or not.
Uh-huh. Must have been quite different.
24. It was.
Uh-huh.
I saw California grow up.
Yeah.
Main Street was, looked like the old pictures that you see of Main Street.
Mm-hmm. This is
a two-lane.
Yeah.
And, was nothing out this way.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What did you do when you got here?
I lived with Aunt Vicki.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Vicki worked for these people in Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in Glendale with her.
Mm-hmm.
Then after I left, and then I stayed with her. Aunt Vicki was married.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed with her mother-in-law. And it wasn't long before I met Bill. This my first husband,
mm-hmm.
my late husband,
mm-hmm.
and I married him.
Mm-hmm. What was his last name?
Hmm?
What was his last name?
Billups.
Billups?
Mm-hmm. Bill Billups.
How do you spell that last name?
Hmm?
How do you spell it?
B-I-L-L-O-P-S.
Uh-huh.
Billups.
Uh-huh.
And I married Bill Billups.
Uh-huh.
And I got pregnant right away.
Mm-hmm.
I just escaped. And my first child was born 9 months. Not 9 months, 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
10 months after I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never worked. I had never worked in California.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet him?
At a dance.
Uh-huh. So you were going out to dance with him?
Oh, yeah. I don't know who I went to that dance with, even.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Aunt Vicki used to take me to dances.
Uh-huh. Did you date him for very long before you were married?
No, not long.
Uh-huh. What made you decide to marry him?
Crazy. I don't know why I married.
Uh-huh.
I know. I think I went with him 3 months, if I can remember.
Uh-huh.
3 months. And we got married and I stayed with him 23 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was...
And then he passed on.
Uh-huh. So, he was still living by the time the war...
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, what was he doing?
He was a merchant seaman.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, he worked in defense. Worked in North America. And then he was hard to get along with. He was a very difficult man to get along with, for other people to get along with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was always in a fight. So he did get fired, but he quit and went into the merchant seaman.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed in there several years.
Mm-hmm. Had, when you married him, did he ever expect you to go to work, or?
I didn't go to work, did I?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. He made enough money to And she got married, and he was working on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And so he worked on the railroad for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
After we got married, and I didn't have to work then.
Mm-hmm.
He was making, I guess it didn't take much money then, maybe. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't even work.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live?
I lived over on various places. My first place was at the East Jefferson. It used to be, it's now Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And the next place I lived was on 43rd Street, East 43rd.
Mm-hmm.
I moved around different places. You know, when you're renting, you just move
mm-hmm.
when you get ready.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved several times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved. Then when he got into the merchant seaman, he made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a down payment on this house
mm-hmm.
when he was in the merchant seaman,
mm-hmm.
when he was a seaman. So after I made the payment on this house, he got sick. He got sick. And he wasn't sick very long at all. He just he went to the hospital on his own, you know, and went on the bus. He and Billy, his oldest daughter,
mm-hmm.
and was there 3 days, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
He had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
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 So he died suddenly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About what year was it that you moved here?
Moved here in this house?
Mm-hmm.
Been here about 32 years. Now what year was it? You figured out.
Okay, so 30 would make it 50, so about 48.
Right, you're right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, he had been in the merchant seaman. Was he in there during the war, or...?
Yeah, during the war. During the war, he was in there.
Mm-hmm. So, just to backtrack away, you had one child immediately. Was that a daughter?
Yeah, I had a daughter. I had a daughter, and I had the other girl 7 years later.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. 7 years late between them.
Uh huh. Did you use some sort of birth control when you were with him?
Well, in those days, there was nothing
uh-huh.
that you could use. But we used to use another called things. Well, anyhow, we used preventative.
Is it like, I know they call it
a rubber.
Petri's or
yeah.
A diaphragm?
No.
The
rubber.
Uh-huh.
I know you know about them.
Yeah. So,
And we did for years and years.
Mm-hmm. So have you decided that you just wanted the one child for a while?
Yeah, we just wanted one child.
Uh-huh. And then when the second one came along, was that a planned birth? Did you decide?
No, I didn't plan it. Just stopped using the...
Mm-hmm.
And got pregnant right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. That
happened to some people. He and I was working at that time in Beverly Hills
uh-huh.
for a couple of people, And we worked for them 7 years, these people.
So you worked together?
Mm-hmm. Worked as a couple.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was that the first time you'd worked since you
That's the first time I'd worked.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked for these people 7 years. Lived right on in the house with them.
Mm-hmm. So he'd stop.
And that was a very happy life we had with those people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'd stopped working for the railroad,
yeah. Yeah, he had stopped working for the railroad.
Mm-hmm. Was this during the Depression that you were looking for?
No, it was before the Depression. Before the Depression. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, in Beverly Hills. We lived in Beverly Hills for 7 years
mm-hmm.
with these people.
What kind of work did you do for
them? We did housework. She had two children,
mm-hmm.
and I took care of the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was a nurse for the two children.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to her now.
Mm-hmm.
We're still good friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did Did your daughter go to school in Los Angeles then? Or?
Yeah.
When you were living with this woman,
Well, she wasn't school age then.
Oh,
she was
still too young to go to school.
Yes. Then she stopped living out there and lived with Aunt Vicki.
So, did she go to school then in Glendale?
She went to school in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And,
she was born in Glendale.
Uh-huh.
She's the only colored child ever born in Glendale, and they put on a birth certificate, Ethiopian.
People's,
and it's on her birth certificate right now, Ethiopian, but she's not Ethiopian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing when you think about it. People, when they jump to conclusions.
Yeah.